dozens of people gathered outside the Bayside Volunteer Fire Department just outside of Kodiak city limits on Sunday morning to continue searching for Sawyer Sipola. It was slightly overcast and a Coast Guard helicopter whirred overhead. A steady stream of volunteers wearing backpacks and hiking boots showed up to help. Paul Dunn and his wife Stacy just moved to Kodiak. They greeted newcomers at the firehouse and directed them to a check-in table inside.
Our church actually let out early today, so we could come volunteer down here.
Sipola went missing near his home off Three Sisters Way in a heavily wooded part of the island on Saturday afternoon. He's 7 years old and autistic. Volunteer searchers were told he responds to the name Brigadier, or vocal howling. He also answers to the phrase, come on in. At the fire department, new arrivals were assigned to a search team before heading out into the field. For some, like Kodiak resident Jinky Christicue, Sunday was their second day searching, and it was more coordinated than the day before.
Yesterday when we went out, you know, there was a lot of, you know, individual teams, like two people, three people here and there, single people just looking.
Alaska State Troopers are in charge of the ongoing search. In an email, Troopers Public Information Officer Tim Despain wrote that nearly 1,000 volunteers have been looking for Sipola since he was reported missing. That includes local pilots, ground searchers, and horseback teams. The search also includes various members of local law enforcement, Kodiak Island Search and Rescue, Coast Guard Base Kodiak, and U.S. Navy SEALs. And by Saturday night, K-9 teams had arrived from Anchorage and Matsu. A number of families, including children, joined the group of searchers waiting to be deployed on Sunday morning. It was Mother's Day. That was on Christicue's mind as she waited to head out into the field.
We just want to find him. Yeah. Well, and, you know, I have a 7-year-old, too, so.
Volunteers can report to the Bayside Volunteer Fire Department to join the search. Meanwhile, homeowners in the area where Sipola disappeared are encouraged to check any potential hiding spots on their properties for the little boy. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.